Morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. I do not like your hat nor your t-shirt, Cubs fan. Rough night for me last night. Onward and upward. What you got?
No Cheryl's. How much do you think that affected the return?
You know, you always want somebody out there that has the experience that Marcus has. I thought Adam and Stefan did a good job. Ball possession was always huge. They made the catches. Could we have gotten more yards? Maybe. You know, having Marcus out there would probably made a little bit of a difference, but those other two guys did a good job for us.
Looks like he's working his way back in.
I think so. Yep, I'm hoping he's there Sunday. Absolutely.
What do you know about your old buddy Joe? He's running the show over there.
What I do know about Detroit special teams is they've got two phenomenal gunners / kickoff guys in Batamosi and 26. And I think those guys do a great job on kickoff and punt. I do know that their punter's having a great year. I do know that their kicker is outstanding. I coach Matt in Denver, and he's gotten better every year. I do know that their long snapper is a 13-year veteran. He still zips them back like he's 22 years old. And I do know that their Andre Roberts, number 12, is an excellent punt kickoff returner. So I think they've got good specialists, they've got good players, and the rest of the guys play hard. They really play hard, and they have good personnel. And I've talked to our guys about that this week so far, and I will continue to talk about to our guys this week that you know, they're very good at what they do, and we have to be on top of our game in order to help our team win.
Like, but halfway into the first season of the new kickoff rule change, I think only one team has actually returned one for a touchdown. I believe that's Philadelphia.
Yep.
How do you feel like that's actually affected,
I think it's affected a little bit. Again, it's a fun part of the game. When they changed the rule, you know, I had a positive outlook on it, and I said, you know, it's going to be a little bit more strategy. We haven't covered kickoffs like I know we can thus far this year. We have at times, but a couple three, that especially the touchdown, we can't be giving those type of returns up. But it's an interesting rule. I think it's going to be interesting going forward what the league does with it, as long as we keep the play in the game, because it's an exciting play. It does make a difference, obviously, on field position. The way we teach it here is to, you know, to teach our techniques, keep guys safe, keep the head out of the game. And I know a lot of coaches are doing that now. I don't think there's as many injuries as there has been. So we're going in the right direction.
Have you changed your view or expectation of what a good return would be, knowing that the
– Yeah. I mean, whether or not you want to take one out, like in, you know, that last few years we put Cordero at 9 deep in the end zone. If he gets to the 24, that's a successful return. Now he gets to the 24, it's not. You might as well take it a knee. So that absolutely has affected the way we've thought about things.
So have you basically said, you know, those that are 90 are off limits at this point?
Depends on the time of game. I mean, last week we put Monday night, we put Stefan at 9 deep on punt return and said take it out because we knew the type of punt they were going to get. And if I would have coached them up better and told them to catch it and just run instead of setting up a return there, we might have had a few more yards. But that's the only way you win a game in that situation. So if there's a minute to go or whatever and we're down 7, we need a big play. You never know, especially with the returner we have.
How's Cordero handling getting way less kickoff returns than he used to?
Well, one of the reasons he's gotten less kickoffs is because our defense is so good. The opponents have not kicked off a lot this year. That's a major factor, and that's one of the things I look at. And the other thing is I think he's handled it pretty well. You know, he's more involved in offense. He's done a great job as a gunner for us, and so he knows he's contributing to our to the success of our football team, and just not just as a kickoff returner like in the last couple of years. So I'm excited about him and the chances he may get here in the next couple months.
Do you think Jeff Locke had one of his better games of the year?
He did. He had 5 really good punts, and he had two, and I'm including the touchback there because I thought we had a chance to down that inside the 5. There was 2 punts in the middle there that I was not very pleased with, but the other 5 were good punts. So overall, I mean, you need to be more consistent. I can understand out of 7 punts, 1 that's not great. The other 6 need to be consistently good because I put him at a high level expectation for his performance. So, you know, he's having a really good year for us. He's got a lot of confidence right now, and he's going in the right direction as well.
What's been the big difference with him punting so well and more consistently?
I think he's stronger than he's been before. He's focused on the little things, not so many different little things, maybe just a couple things, maybe his approach steps, maybe his drop. You know, he's not thinking about 9 different things at one time. He's focused on one thing during the game, especially an outdoor game if there's a little bit of wind, mainly his drop. But he's matured. He doesn't let one bad punt turn into 4, you know, like he's had in the past. But, you know, he's having a good year. And again, like I've told you guys before, punt in TCF for the last 2 years, and it's a very, very difficult place to punt. Now that we're going indoors, we're playing games in more NFL-like type stadiums, so the winds are more consistent than we're used to. you know, I think makes him a better punter, makes anybody a better punter. But he's done a good job and responded well this year.
Coming off the Philadelphia game, you said you wanted to remain consistent or aggressive kicking off. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like the approach changed where you wanted to kick it.
Well, we wanted to kick it deep. Sometimes Blair gets a hold of it, and then the first one went out of the end zone or 90, whatever it was, and we were kicking with the wind. At the end of the game, I thought it was a good situational type of play with 5:40 to go in the game. They got their hands team out there because they're up by 10. And we wanted to pin them deep in that situation. You can kick an onside kick there, or you can pin them deep, whatever you wanted to do. And, you know, end up they took a knee, but we would have had a tackle inside the 20 there to help our defense with good field position. I think that's the key there. You know, every situation is going to be a little bit different. Kicking with the wind, you don't want to just pop it up and miss hit it because they have a good returner. You know, Thompson's a good returner for Chicago. So, you know, every situation is a little bit different. I'm going to be aggressive, I promise. Not going to throw in the towel and kick touchbacks all the time, but you know, we got to feel comfortable with the situation at hand, what the score is, how much time's left in the game, you know, how we're covering, how they're returning, et cetera. Good? Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye.